Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, Peace Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. A little exhausted. Been doing a lot of running around. Some things are pulling together for me, so I'm excited for new beginnings. Exhausting.
Yes, indeed.
But how are you?
I'm okay. Working, trying to stay busy and, you know, fighting with health. And I need y'all to forgive me tonight. I'm a little congested, but I'm here and, you know, just keep pushing through and keep grinding.
That's all we can do. And it's getting cold. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do very well with the cold and snow. Forget about it. Because we get it bad out here. Oh, get it so bad out here.
Yeah.
The way this summer was, and it was still hot, you know, in September, I'm just like, I don't know what the, you know, I'm just bracing myself for this winter.
That's all we can do, because it's definitely going to be a cold one. Last year we kind of got off lucky. You know, I don't see us repeating such a thing this year.
Yeah. See, just thinking about it.
We're gonna be freezing our nipples off. Shit. Yeah, but yeah, well, I expect us to have a cold winter. I was expecting it last year, since we didn't have a real cold winter year before that. So, you know, shit's coming. You know, it's only a matter of time.
Matt, we had our moments. I mean, when it snowed, it snowed. But it wasn't a constant freezing thing.
The worst part for the winter for me was the snow. Not necessarily. It was like when it snowed, it got super cold. But other than that, it was, you know, your average winter weather. What temperatures? So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Definitely understand that. Man, so what are we doing today?
We're talking about it's this episode 4 of the Reality Talk podcast, and tonight we will address the social media meltdown. We're going to talk about how the social media affected our relationships, business, social life, and our mental health. We will also cover the latest news around some of our favorite social media platforms. You can join us either calling in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your cell phone keypad to go live with us if you have something to add to the topic at hand. Don't forget, you also can interact with us on the social media page, and we'll be able to read your comments, answer your questions as well.
Yeah, man. So, what were you doing yesterday when the whole world panties was in the damn bunch about the Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp crashing?
I was running around. I did not notice till about, what was it, about 4, I think?
Mm-hmm.
When I spoke to you, that's when I noticed. I just went to go open up Facebook and send a message, and
it wouldn't load for me.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought maybe it was because I was at the eye doctor with my children. So I'm like, okay, maybe there's no service in here. And then I stepped outside, and I got the message from you, and that's when I realized, oh, okay, it's a problem. But I was too busy to notice, so so it didn't affect me at all. Not at all, not a bit, one bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so I wrote you earlier in the day, and you didn't respond to everything come back up. So I was like, yeah, I figured, you know. Yeah, it kind of jacked my whole day up because I had a lot of content that I needed to get out that was time sensitive and I couldn't. So I got pissed off and wrote a Facebook post, you know, fuck Facebook. I'm going back to Black Planet.
So, yeah, I think.
I meant it.
Yeah.
It's up, buddy. I had me a great time on Black Planet. Even picked up a new client. I was there all day. I think I got on about 12:30. I didn't see no ass. I ain't see no titties. I didn't see people fighting. I didn't see dudes holding up the money racks to their ears. I didn't see anything but positive Black stuff. I had me a good time. And I'll be back on there tonight. Yeah. I'll be back on that joint tonight because it was a good change of pace for me because Instagram, Facebook, you know, they got their own energy, their own vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to go put my time and energy into something that's Black-owned. So I went back to Black Planet and had a great experience. You know, I was working, but I had to pick up a new client, like I said. So I guess who won the fucking pony? Yeah, Twitter was popping. Oh man, did you see the memes that came out where the Twitter was dragging Instagram and Facebook? So yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, there was like a guy dragging another, like two dead bodies, and one was IG, the other one was Facebook. And Twitter was doing the dragon. So, I mean, I love it. But the funny part about it all is somewhere midday, 1, 2 o'clock, I started seeing that there were reports that TikTok, Snapchat, LinkedIn, they all were reporting that they were having troubles. Not so much that they were shutting down, but their servers were getting hit because I can't get on Facebook, can't get on Instagram. Let me go on over to Snapchat and TikTok. And they got overran. So, yeah, it was an experience. And I got I wasn't feeling too well yesterday, but I got to sit back and watch how people were reacting. Watch how people's hair was on fire.
they was having meltdowns. The posts. Some people were losing their mind. They didn't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I just didn't have to. I'm glad I'm not that wrapped up into social media.
Lucky you. Lucky you. Because guess what?
It's different for you guys because you guys use it for business purposes. I mean, I do too, but see, that's why I hire you. Now, I would have been in the frazzled too if I needed it to promote and couldn't. But that's what I got contacts on.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure, hey, well, let's do this and let's do that. And then the first thing I did is go to Twitter, Because Twitter tells you everything you need to know. If you see something not working, take your ass to Twitter because you'll find out real quick. And, yeah, Facebook is reporting, blah, blah, blah. Instagram users are reporting, blah, blah, blah. So then I went to a site that I it's quite reputable called Down Detector, and they give you the numbers and statistics of how long and from where. And I saw it was here in PA. Then I seen it went over to New York. And then I went over and checked in London. It was in London. So it was like a – it's almost like Mark Zuckerberg got up and pulled the plug on everything. So – which he probably did. We'll get into that throughout the show because I find some shit highly suspect. I think somebody said, ah, shit, they coming for me. Let me goddamn flip some switches. So – I got a bunch of questions, Queen. People are pissed off with Facebook and Instagram because of yesterday and because of what they saw on the 60 Minutes that that took place Sunday night, which many folks believe this is, you know, we find it very strange that a person that worked for Facebook that's a whistleblowing, pretty much snitching on things that she saw and she witnessed Facebook were doing. And she did a 60-minute interview Sunday night, and then today she testified on Congress. So what happens on Monday? Everything goes down. So what does that sound like to you?
Yeah, it sounds like a retaliation thing. It sounds like, okay, we don't want everybody to be cut. We know how fast certain things trend and get shared and become, you know, the talk. So, but if they don't have the platform to talk about it on, then they win.
Yeah.
Because they can't get out there.
Yep. So let's go into the first. I don't want to bore everyone with all the wonky into workings of how social media works and all that, but we'll touch base on some things as we go. A lot of people are reacting to some of the stories that are coming out about teenagers, teenage girls to be exact, causing them depression. It is causing them to have some body issues mentally. And also it's leading to more suicides. Now, have you heard about that story that was in the Washington Post or whatever it is?
I didn't, but I can believe it.
Well, apparently some people's kids have went on to tell whoever they can tell that their experience, we're talking 13 to the age of 16, maybe 17, their experiences are negative on Instagram. One 13-year-old girl, non-black, of course, she goes on Instagram and she talks about how it's depressing to see women who look great and does fitness workouts, and they're doing burpees and sit-ups and crunches and blah, 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 blah. And it causes her depression. It causes her sadness. It's body shaming. Now, I bring that up because the only reason why I turn on CNN and MSNBC and all the other news outlets and Facebook is on the tip of their tongue. This is before the whistleblower stuff Sunday. Facebook has been in the news pretty much every day for the last month and a half. If you are a news geek like me, you see it. And it's been about how teenage girls are at risk for being on Instagram. Are your teenage kids on risk for being on Instagram, Queen?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I didn't think so. So that's been one of the main topics because some folks out there in America, their children are at risk. Their children are having episodes and their depression is enhanced and increased because of their experience, because Instagram is nothing but a place where there's body shaming and people flying around and doing nice things. Are you flying around and doing nice things and driving fancy cars, Queen, doing 100 burpees? Because if she is, I must have missed that shit.
You're right. You know, you got people that want their 15 minutes of fame. They don't care how they get it. And they want to always blame someone else. It's a lot of other things that can cause depression and suicide, but those reasons I can't agree with. People.
I know cancel culture is a real thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and we haven't did a cancel culture show yet, but we really need to.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to, us Black folks, we got to stop. And trust me, we got a lot of shit that we can bitch and moan about Facebook and Instagram. But every fight ain't ours. Stop jumping on the bandwagon every time we hear these white people bitching and moaning about some shit that's affecting their kids. Yes, there's some toxic stuff on here. But their toxic stuff and our toxic stuff ain't the same stuff. And I'm seeing all over the place where they're just bandwagon, just jumping on, piling on. Are there some Black girls who may be suffering from some mental health or social emotional issues and they're getting on there and it's getting worse? Yes, there is. Guess what? There's some facts for y'all. Instagram and Facebook is designed that way to keep you coming back. They literally test this stuff on people of all ages. They literally hire people in the psychological world to evaluate this stuff so they know how to do it more. Why do you think you actually click play and watch the whole fight? Because you can't help it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with a car crash. How many of y'all really drove by a car crash and said, I'm not going to look at that? No, you're looking. There's an arm over there and an ass cheek over there. You're looking. You can't help yourself. So we're Americans, and chaos, negativity is programmed in our DNA. We enjoy to watch it. We know we enjoy to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, if we didn't, what would Ratchet TV be if we didn't enjoy stupid shit? That same experience is happening every day. What do you tell your kids about social media?
Well, don't be doing everything you see on social media. That's my first thing. Don't believe everything you see on social media. And, I mean, social media is pretty much a place where any and everybody can use that platform. Some use it for good, some use it for bad. Some use it, to entertain, and some people take it way too serious. So when it comes to social media, they have to have their own mind and they have to use their own judgment when it comes to things. If they have any questions, they can come to me. And I refuse to let them be overly consumed with it as well. You know, that they have, they're more on Instagram only because their school had to make an Instagram account last year. If it was up to me, they wouldn't have any of the social medias right now. But last year, during
the pandemic when everything shut down, they had to open up Instagram. My son is really not too much into it. He's probably about to have 4 things since last year posted on there. He really doesn't care about it. He's 14.
Yeah.
My 12-year-old, he just posts goofy stuff. Something she posts when she watched. But that's, you know, that's pretty much it. But I try to keep them from being, because, you know, strolling on your news feed, you can see almost anything you don't want on social media. There's no way to shield your children from being exposed to certain things. So if I can help it, I will keep them off of there forever. If I can help it. But that's a reality.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely understand that. My approach is a little bit different. I have all boys, and trying to keep track of the stuff they consume is, man, it's rough. And according to both of their mothers, they're got a lot of me in them. So you can imagine what kind of foul shit that they're pulling off Google, and they're in places they ain't got no business being. Let's just say that. So one of the things that I created was the spot check system. At any given time, I can take your phone and look into it.
I do that with the text messages. I call it phone check. Right. That means give it and put it in my hand. Don't erase nothing. Don't close nothing out. If you have a password or anything, I better have it. It never is to be changed. And I'm going to go through your text message and everything. And I'm going to be able to tell if something was erased or something. You have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely agree. Because these kids are more technologically gifted than we were. And with that in mind, you know, they are going to definitely be figuring out ways to get into these seedy places on the web and Facebook groups. And, you know, I even watched a woman today testify talking about how, you know, these kids are making fake pages and they pretended to be adults just so they can get into places on Facebook. Truth be told, I feel bad sometimes because my son learned about twerking from Instagram instead of me. And he was 9, if I'm not mistaken. He was about 9 years old. I got the phone call, and his mom said, I need you to come get your damn son. I just checked his phone, and it's more ass and titties jiggling than I got. And I said, okay, well, I'll talk to him. So
that's
how I didn't even know he had an Instagram account. So what ends up happening is, you know, when we see it, we have to address it. We have to tell them the rights and wrongs, and you got to monitor this stuff. There are apps and programs that you can put on these phones now, like they call it like a net nanny, where you restrict them from being able to download anything that you aren't going to approve of. So I think I just answered 2 questions for 2 parents who wrote in asking, what can they do with these damn kids who are being sneaky as hell?
And sometimes when you don't know that they have a social media page, or if you feel like they don't have one and you want to just check, you know, try to look them up by the phone number or the emails. And, you know, if they have a page, it'll pop up or something associated with it. You know, these kids think they slick, but they always mess up with the littlest things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things they don't think about. Now, when they find out about them, oh, that's a whole different story. But my kids actually sent me requests to follow them. And plus, if you have older kids, let them follow them too. So
So my two youngest has eyes on them because it's me, my sisters, my two oldest daughters. We all are on their page. So one of us, if something needs to be caught, one of us is going to catch it. But you got to think about it. When you have older siblings, they just look at them as fun. They don't look at them as an authority figure. So sometimes they let them see things or know about things, that they won't necessarily let their parents know about. In that way, them older siblings can report back or talk to them about certain things because they look at them more like they're on their level, even though they're grown too. They're not a parent. So my two oldest daughters, if they was to see something, they'll pull them aside and talk to them or something where I don't have to do it. And even though I may see it or they may tell me about it, they may not know I know about it. So that still keeps that relationship they have with their older siblings intact where they won't be treating them like, oh, you're an adult too, so I can't tell you anything.
Yeah. Well, see, that's good because you've got that it's that, again, it's about that village type of system to where the older kids are being a part of the structure of keeping, regulating, And that's good. And I think that's something that all parents should be instilling to all their kids. Hey, look out for your little sister, little brother, not just in these streets, but in these Instagram, Facebook streets. Okay, you ready for it? You ready to start diving into some of these questions?
Sure.
Goddamn. A lot of people got a lot of shit to say. This one is from Chris. Chris is saying, I keep hearing the word algorithm all over social media and all over the news for the last day. What the hell is an algorithm? Please explain it in fourth grade language. shit. Remember Rosie the Robot on the Jetsons? Well, you ever see that little fucking thing that goes around your house and vacuums the shit up off the floor without you having to do anything? That's an algorithm is an AI system that artificial intelligence system that's programmed to enforce and follow the rules. And it's the watchdog. The reason why Facebook needs that so much is because Facebook has over 1 billion users. Now, that's a small country, and it takes a lot of people to go and manage that. Of course, he's not going to hire enough people to supervise this shit, so he had to write a computer program to do the work. Now, the reason why it's been in the news, especially today, I've seen that word more times than I've ever said the damn word, because the whistleblower today testified how when the presidential election was going on and Mark Zuckerberg was under a lot of heat and pressure about making sure that the Trump supporters aren't lying and the Russians and all this other bullshit, he flipped the switch for security, so the algorithm was popping everything that you said certain things. The minute that the election was off, he turned it back off. And then these assholes was able to organize on Facebook to do the January 6th thing. That's the reason why that's what they're focusing on. How he knew that Zuckerberg knew that there is some issues going on, but he didn't do his due diligence in keeping it from happening. So the reason why the algorithm, in some cases, it works well for some people. If you're a content creator, you love the algorithm. If you want to be fair and play fair, you don't love the algorithm. I personally don't love the algorithm, not this one. I believe if I post something in the morning, it should be up there and everybody should see it, not just 2.5% of my followers. And the only way more than 2.5% of my followers get to see it is if my page is popping. If I'm putting up content where everybody got to come and like and comment, that kind of bullshit. So what's happening is we got people who are posting. Think about all the shit that goes viral. It's always something ratchet. There's always something stupid. Go up there and put something positive, a young lady winning a scholarship or some shit. See how many likes you get. So it's just that kind of ignorance. Ignorance always wins in the end. And the reason why he's getting in trouble, because that algorithm rewards shitty content. And he makes money. You are tracked for how long you spend time on social media, especially Instagram. Everybody go to their homepage, hit the three lines, scroll down to activity. It'll tell you what's your estimated time you're doing a day on Instagram. Now, think about how many people are on Instagram and your Facebook, right? You take all that time and all those numbers of people and you round it off. Now you got this big mega number that you can do to, you can actually auction off to your advertisers. And Facebook's getting their ass kicked for it now, but YouTube's been doing it for years. You know, Google was doing it for years. They just got their shit together because of the lawsuits, and Congress actually slapped them around a little bit last year, so they changed everything. But they're still doing it in a way. That's why I don't break my neck about YouTube. But, yeah, algorithm, you're going to hear it a lot more. It's just beginning because they're talking about trying to legally force Facebook to break up. So we'll see what happens. Oh, God. Okay. This next one is from Teresa from West Philly. What's up, Reese? Teresa asks, how the hell do we get sex off of Instagram? I think that's a major problem. These young girls who are fast in the ass and may be a little bit broke, they're incentivized to make a Facebook account that their friends and family aren't aware of, and they can bust it open on there and make money. How do we stop it? All right, and the queen, we just lost the queen. She got dropped off. I hope she'll dial back in real quick. All right, Reese, good question. I don't think you can. Trying to stop it is good luck with that because it's a part of the culture of social media. Hey, Queen, you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear all the question that Teresa asked?
Yes, and it's absolutely nothing we can do about it just because, I mean, it's what makes it, I mean, it's what's in. That's what people use it for, unfortunately. That goes back to our conversation where we were talking about what our children can be exposed to. We have no control over what other people post. All we can do is somewhat try to control what we see based on, you know, who you follow. You know, who you're friends with on whatever social media, because some of the stuff that my sister get on her timeline, I get nothing like it on my timeline. I'm like, who are you following? Like, who are you following that has access to, you know, the people who does these types? See, I do not see. So part of it is, you know, who you're connected with on social media, because one of your 9 times out of 10, one of your friends or your followers or who you follow has to post it for you to see it. So, I mean, for me, if someone keeps posting a certain type of thing, they are deleted. Then you know they're deleted. People are constantly posting something I don't want to see.
Yeah.
It's the world we live in, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it goes back to my earlier statement. The algorithm is designed, and Instagram, let's take a step back. Instagram's business model, Facebook's business model, WhatsApp's business model, all under the Facebook umbrella, including Messenger. Facebook has 5 companies. Messenger, Facebook Watch, WhatsApp, regular Facebook, and then Instagram, and if you want to call the Oculus a little toy thing, that's another one. 95% of those business models are based off of content consumption. Okay, think of it as I need for my page to be successful and grow, I have to post something that everyone's going to watch over and over, like and comment. Right? Mm-hmm. Now that's as of the last 2 years. Let's go back to YouTube. How many times have y'all watched on YouTube and your favorite YouTuber says, click that little bell, like and share, and don't forget to leave a comment? They've been doing that for the last 6 years. Why? Because they had the same business model. And Facebook wants to be YouTube. YouTube wants to be Facebook. That's why everything's all fucked up. So to answer your question, no, because a chick sitting there making it clap with a thong on is going to have hundreds of guys liking and commenting and saying all kinds of weird shit. Her page is going to blow up. They're going to put her in front of a whole lot of more thirsty-ass men, and she wins. That's the way it works, because those men who watch that video are also going to have suggestions of other women who are doing the same shit. So there you go. Why would you stop when you're making money off that type of business model? It's not going to change. Lady Wren chimes in. Does that also apply to Twitter? Twitter is full on porn. I love it, but damn, it's full on porn. Why haven't they been addressed or stopped? You want to take a swing at that, Queen?
I'm not on Twitter. I hear about it, though. All of social medias have turned into something that they weren't initially made for because of the people that's on it. And like you said, as soon as the creators can make a ton of money, they don't care what good or bad is doing, because they're worried about what they can get from it, you know. And that's just, unfortunately, that's what it is. As long as they're making money, they're going to continue to do it. Well, allow it, I should say.
Well, Twitter's different. Twitter's different because its algorithm isn't structured the same way as Facebook, Instagram, or many of the other platforms. Twitter is a microblog platform. It means you got a certain number of characters to get your message out. Say what you need to say. And not only that, Twitter also has a built-in system where their algorithm detects pornography. If I post a sex tape on my Twitter feed, you are immediately alerted as it comes through your timeline that this is considered NSFW content, which means not safe for work. And you have the option to say, ooh, I want to see him fuck. Or you have the option to say, oh, I don't want to see his fat ass on butt naked. You have Twitter offers you those options. So that's why they're also, and let's be honest, the guy on Twitter isn't hard up for cash. He's not thirsty for cash like Mark Zuckerberg. So he knows that if he did things the same way Facebook, that he would make a ton of more money. Just think, they lost about over $6 billion yesterday. 6 hours, 6 or 7 hours. They lost about $6 billion yesterday. That's ad revenue. Their stock went down. But then again, so did all the platforms. Apple took a hit. Because Facebook got glitchy, everybody else took a hit too, including Twitter. So Twitter is a different animal again because there are security protocols in place, and you get the option to opt out. It's in your settings. Do you want to see sensitive content? Switch it over to the gray, say no, and you won't see none of it. But if you switch it over to blue, oh, yeah, it's ass, titties, balls, fucking, all that. Full-on homicides, dudes getting their heads blown off. You'll see all that stuff on there. You know, Facebook's business model is, okay, we'll let some stuff slide, and after a while, we'll take it down. That's why some of you who may have posted a sexy post 2017, 2015, now all of a sudden that you're getting hit for it. You're getting thrown in Facebook jail for you posting a Breakfast of Champions, and it's a guy eating a girl out with good morning. You know, one of them little freaky posts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook are nailing you for something you did from 2015 because they done got all they can get out of that.
Yeah, every day when I put on, it'd be like, oh, your video has, or your post, and I'm like, looking at it, I'm like, it's from years ago.
Yeah. All right, Troy. Oh, boy. Oh, Troy. What's up, brother? Troy is asking, why isn't OnlyFans caught in the mix? About a month or so ago, they were all over the news for deciding not to have smut and porn. Then they changed their minds. Why aren't they caught up in all this drama that Facebook is caught up?
I mean, I think because when they started OnlyFans, they knew what they were doing OnlyFans for. I know they said they was going to ban this and that, but that didn't make sense anyone to them to ban it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it sounded good when it came out their mouth, but then somebody tapped that little man on the shoulder like, you sure? This is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they didn't. But OnlyFans was basically is one of those sites that was made for exactly what's happening. Like, they knew what was, you know, Facebook and stuff wasn't originally brand, you know, made for that. Remember, when Facebook first came out, it was only for college students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to kind of interact with people. And then people turned into people. You know, so that's why OnlyFans is not going to get, you know, all the heat because OnlyFans was, they're honest with themselves. They're not masking to be something that it's not. It is what it is, you know. So.
Yeah, OnlyFans is a different type of animal. It falls under the category of adult social media. The issue with OnlyFans is a victim of its own short-sightedness. When OnlyFans got very, very popular because Patreon and some of the other ConnectPal and some of the other build your own social media post, whatever you want in there, as long as your subscribers are okay with it, we don't give a shit. What was happening was Patreon said, hey, we want other type of people here, so we're going to stop it. So they did the same exact thing that OnlyFans did. They did that in 2013. They shut that shit down. They gave them people about 9 months of ass and titties for sale online, and they shut it down. OnlyFans, this money's too good. Now, OnlyFans was not created for porn, right? OnlyFans was for you, a content creator, to go in, set up shop, put your shit out there, and people have to pay or subscribe to what you are into. So they will come, and they'll make their payment once a month, and they get full access to this classified content that you're putting out. The problem with that was Instagram, God damn it, Instagram on the brain. OnlyFans got greedy,
mm-hmm.
right? And they went crazy. And they just said, you know what, this is too good to stop. When it first started, there was people doing their secret recipes. There was DJs on there. There were goddamn people doing book readings. You know, if you had a popular author, she says, okay, subscribe for $4 or $5 and you'll get full access to me doing my book reading. I'll do one-on-ones or I'll do a personal video to you. So it was little cool stuff that was going on, but then here comes the sex worker community. And
yeah.
they weren't stopped. So
yeah.
It became legal because, remember, you are paying a subscription service. There's nothing that they're doing that's illegal. You're paying a subscription service to see what this person is showing you, right? And it's a business.
Yeah.
It's a business. So they are never going to get caught up in the bullshit that Facebook and Instagram is caught up in. Hell, if Facebook and Instagram would go the route, they would probably lose more money. Because remember, if OnlyFans brought in $1 billion in 2020, they only got to keep 40% of it. The rest went to the content creators. So, no, it's a different kind of animal. You know, OnlyFans is, they're going to be around forever. And, you know, now after they did their bullshit, the sex workers found whole new platforms. And guess what I saw today? 50 business owners who are starting a petition about how to find other platforms because Facebook can do this at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on signing that petition, because if you know me, you know Facebook is one of those situations where I have to use it, but I hate them. All right, this one is from Jessica from Connecticut. Shout out to Jesse. She says, I keep hearing these stories about how racism is going on behind the scenes in Facebook and how they were aware of it and did nothing to stop it. Is this true, or is this just people who are shitting on the book?
I believe it. It's everywhere. I believe it's everywhere. Unfortunately, I don't know nothing about it, but I've been so out of the business. But if someone told me, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be like, not Facebook. I mean, you see what happened with the Capitol riots. You know, you can't tell me you could post, you could say the word in your shit in Facebook jail. But these people can go to Facebook and plan a whole takeover and it gets passed. No.
Is Facebook racist? Well, let's just say this. A white Trump supporter or a white cop could say he's going to get up tomorrow and shoot some niggas, or these niggas deserve to die, or nigga this, nigga that. They don't get thrown in Facebook jail. My How Come Born Just page gets thrown in Facebook jail every time I say the word cracker. That's real shit. I go on to one of these news feeds and I see a bunch of Trump supporters. I love it. I like to grind them up. So I get in there and say, you know what? This is some real cracker bullshit right here. And boop, I'm in Facebook jail. Locked down for 2-3 days at a time. So it's, yeah, it is. We know for a fact because we got receipts. Facebook, the board on Facebook paid an independent company in 2019 to go through their database and go through the accounts and give a full-throated, honest opinion of what they thought of Facebook. And that report came back last year that said that, hey, you guys got not only extremists, hate mongers, psychopaths, rapists, child trafficking, but you got goddamn people who are full on wanting to kill black people and Hispanics. What are you going to do about it? Oh, we'll review it. Who do you think they did about it, Queen? Not a goddamn thing. They knew. They knew. Can you imagine paying somebody $25 million to come into your house, inspect it, and they tell you, hey, you got bed bugs, water bugs, cockroaches, you got crabs from some dirty girl under the bed. You got all this shit. What you going to do? And you just, oh, I'll take care of it. And you just let it sit. And you let it keep going. Because the fact is, to do anything about it, they will lose millions of dollars. That's why it's the way it is. So, yes, they're very racist. And at the end of the day, all they care about is fucking money. They don't care about nothing else. They don't care about you. Let that pointy nose prick get through all the videos he wants to tell you about how much he loves people. We're here to bring families together. Yeah, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, he's getting paid lots of money. Facebook is a $1 trillion business. Don't kid yourself to think they give two fucks about you. Yesterday was prime example. Prime example. Somebody did something that caused a global shutdown, right? To the point where reports are coming out where they're saying their computer engineers had to rip open gates to get to the big master servers to flip switches to turn everything back on because they couldn't figure out why is it down. So you're telling me you're a multi-billion-dollar company and you motherfuckers don't know how to reboot a goddamn computer?
Right.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, Facebook has a lot of bullshit I got to answer for, and I don't. I wish that there were more black people who sits on this board. I wish there were more black people who are at the table talking to this chump. Because one day, y'all going to get tired of this shit, and y'all going to go somewhere else. I had a great time on Black Planet yesterday. You know, in between work, I was busy, but, you know, I kept, you know, I was posting some stuff and shit. I was making my first time back on that joint for real in years, and I pull a goddamn new client because the format has changed. It's owned by black people. Why wouldn't you want to go there just to take a look? No, you're not going to do it because you're programmed to enjoy this bullshit. So. Boy, what you thinking, Queen? Go pull Mark Zuckerfuck out of his bed and whip his ass? What should we do?
You never get to him.
Yeah, right.
He got a lot of shit with him. I mean, it is what it is. And yeah, when he start losing people and people get turned off from Facebook and start going elsewhere, you know, maybe he'll get the message, but I doubt people will do that.
Yeah. NAF Cat Collins, she's asking, didn't Google go through something similar recently, and are they in the same hot water as Facebook? I'm sorry, say again?
You said, did you hear something about Google?
Oh, yeah. They had them all down there. They had them all down there. They had fucking Yahoo, Google, Zuckerfuck. They had them all down there. This was 2000, Trump's last year. They were down there testifying in front of some of them committees or whatever the fuck. What's happening is Google, if you are a crazy Taliban-loving terrorist type, right, and you sit on your computer and you design a bomb and you're able to post it in some of the Google spaces, and people can just go and pull it up and download it. That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
How to make 3D guns. You know, they use 3D printers to make guns and various forms of explosive devices. So what was happening is people were able to go to Google, go see some of these bomb-making videos and PDFs on how to build some shit, put nails and screws in some shit that'll blow up and hit people. So Google agreed to take all that down and put some restrictions and screws. So they're kind of out of the woodwork in that regard, but they still have issues with YouTube. YouTube is, you know, think about it. Google is the number one search engine in the world. YouTube is the number two search engine in the world, and Google owns YouTube. So they're being looked at because they're considered a monopoly. And Congress wants to tear their asses apart. The problem is Congress doesn't know how to regulate them because they don't even understand what the fuck they're saying. Y'all remember when Obama came out in 2019 and said he did one of them speeches in a private setting and they had him on camera and it went viral because he said, you got these dudes sitting there talking to old white men who don't even know what the hell how to use half of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You think Lindsey Graham, old foghorn, leghorn ass, know what a fucking algorithm is? Hell no. So it's you got old ass people with young buck tech, and they're trying to figure out how to deal with it. And truth be told, they don't want to, because guess who's making fundraiser donations? Guess who's greasing palms? The big tech companies. You know, you very seldomly see them come after Twitter. He shows up, old Jack. Jack shows up. The only thing that they're doing to piss Jack off is they keep trying to figure out how to fuck with Bitcoin. You know, and they're putting a little bit of pressure on them. Because I don't, a little side nugget here. If you are doing 1099s for Cash Apps now.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, guess what's going to happen? All that money you was hiding and sending through Cash App is about to be fucked up because they're putting the pressure on them. They realized that there was some unsavory people sending money back and forth through Cash App. So he said, let me protect my ass. That's what I like about Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey is always ahead of the game. He says, you know what? I'm not going to be like Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not going to be like the asshole of Google. And I damn sure ain't going to be like that crazy chick over in fucking Yahoo. I'm going to stay ahead of this shit and tighten up my shit without them having to tell me to.
Yeah.
So he came out and said, okay, you're going to have to put stuff on Cash App, because the guy that owns Twitter owns Square and Cash App. Oh, and he owns Tidal, the music genre, like Beyonce put her last couple albums on. Jay-Z sold his shares to him for $270-something million. So Jay-Z sits on the board of Square. So this guy is slowly creeping around, taking over, finding new ways to get his hands in shit, but he's doing it right. He's doing it right. You never hear that Twitter involved in any scandals other than ratchet shit. You know, you might see some rappers beefing on Twitter. That's about it. So, yeah, they're a lot different, man. What's your favorite social media, Queen?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't have a favorite. I don't go on lately. I mean, Snapchat, pictures, that's about it. I don't talk on there or anything. I use it for the filters and take pictures.
Hmm.
I'm trying to get into TikTok. I mean, my kids anyway are trying to get me into it. I should say that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm slowly I'm getting over the social media thing.
Remember we used to kid on this show about how social media was my girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Them were the good old days, wasn't it? Because
right.
Y'all done broke me.
I've learned to hate it.
I used to always say something bad and used to get offended.
Yep. I hate it now. Holy shit, Queen. We done blew past our time. For those who are listening on the phone, you still hear our lovely voices. For those who were listening online, they just got dropped. So, yeah, let's wrap up, Queen. God damn it.
Yeah. So thanks to everybody for tuning in. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.